I know these guys are tired. I don't think they've slept well. In fact, they've been traveling and just got back like a day or so ago. But Jeff and Linda, come on down. Let's give them a big hand. Let's give them that love hand. Spunky hat there, Linda. Spunky hat.
Thank you. Cinco de Mayo.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. And feels great to be back here in the Chambre Theater. I forgot that we had done this.
You forgot how much you loved it?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I totally forgot because we were out most of the month.
How could you forget it? That's all we've talked about
and
for 3 months.
I came back in here this morning, and I was like, wow, this is really nice. A nice little music area. Mofo broke it in for us. Wow. The first on the Chambre stage. And, you know, we hadn't heard Marty play, so you never really know.
There was reason to be wary.
He's a great guy, but you know, it'd be like me singing. You don't want to hear it. Marty, you are good.
Yeah.
You are really good. Chambre's Got Talent. Wow. Ouch. Ouch.
You know, it's always fun when we can allow and make a space for Chambre to step up like that. So, Marty, we knew you had a lot of talent, and here you are on display.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
As David mentioned, there's a lot happening today. It is 555. It is the full supermoon, Cinco de Mayo, and We Suck, which is Buddha's birthday.
We suck?
We suck. Buddha's birthday. This is like Christmas. So, Linda, I have to tell you, I'm using my psychic talents, about 4,000 people just turned off their computer. It's WESAC, which is reminds me, I'll tell this story very, very quickly. Years ago, I think it was
this
back
is not a
in
good story.
2002, we had just started channeling Tobias, just started doing a little traveling. We were invited to do a channel in New York City at the Center for Advanced Buddhist Studies on WESAC. Now, that would be like going into a church at Christmas. There was about 100...
You can't afford to do that. You'll get hit by lightning.
There was about 100 Buddhist monks in the church and a bunch of people from the United Nations. I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, what is Tobias going to say today? Well, you know, typical Tobias fashion, he said, time to stop meditating. No, not here, Tobias. Say it somewhere else. Go down the street, but don't do it here. So during the rest of the channel, I was planning my exit. I said, I think I saw a back door. I'm going to grab Linda. We're going to run like hell. But actually, the Buddhist monks were very cool with it. They came up to us afterwards.
But that was the weird part, was because it was the audience sitting there that seemed really irritated and annoyed. The monks, on the other hand...
The monks were great with it. They said, that's right. You know, people don't know how to meditate.
They said, particularly Americans are really terrible at it.
Westerners. They said they do meditation, but they aren't meditation. What Tobias said in that channel was that meditation is every breath you take, every thing that you do. It's every moment. It's not a 20 minutes in the morning and in the afternoon. So that just reminded me. So a day of a lot of synchronicities, a day of a lot of, I don't know, important energies, and a day we're back here.
Well, I celebrated Cinco de Mayo yesterday.
Yes.
Did your worst nightmare. I was at Costco, and
yes,
they had Mexican food on every single aisle. Aisle, front and back.
And you need to explain for our international
listeners. I couldn't
listeners
eat lunch or dinner because I'd eaten it all at Costco.
Our international listeners, Costco is a big store. I mean, like super big. And they,
it's big.
They let people sample food. And
it's his worst nightmare.
It's one of my worst nightmares. You know, when I go into Costco, I get my shopping cart and wheels never stop.
Except in the hardware department.
Wheels don't stop. I know what's there. I throw it in the basket. And then you have the families, the kids, the grandparents, the extended family, all there eating, blocking the aisles. I can't get through. Oh.
Sounds like you need counseling.
I am amazed, though. People just, they pull up chairs. They, you know, get out the television. It's the eating the meals. It's like, don't eat in a grocery store. Eat in a restaurant. Eat at home. Not, what? Do you? Really? You and Vince do the food trolling? Well, maybe there's something strange about me. But
really? Really? You just said that out loud?
It drives me nuts. Who doesn't like it? Oh, great. Two people.
Gross minority.
Thank you, Hunter. Thank you for putting up both your hands.
Gross minority.
Okay, well, this is going downhill real quick. It is good to be back. We've been out. Norma Garrett had been out. We started off in Amsterdam and went on to Paris, France, and Karnak, a couple other places.
Chartres.
We have some video. Usually we get home on a Monday or Tuesday night. We have a little time to recover. We got home late Wednesday night, so if we're a little goofy today.
Speak for yourself.
I was up at 2:30, wide awake. If we could have done the shot at 2:30 this morning, I would have been great. But I'm a little, but, the minute I walked in here and felt the energies and
excitement.
I saw your shirts.
I'm so concerned.
We have to get a good camera shot, maybe a shot
no,
from the front.
No, let's not say we
would
did.
Everybody who has on their Aspect shirts today, please stand up so the camera can see. And then we'll do the, we're going to use front camera, Gene. Front camera, up here. Look up here. Show your shirts. Okay, now, what do they say? Show what they mean. Grab yourself.
Aww.
Well, everybody online is wondering why they're all grabbing themselves. That's why I call it their Aspect shirts. I think this was a plot, or is this a new Chambre fashion?
It's a new fashion.
New fashion. Okay. Sart fashion. And on the back, David, could you show the camera the back? Sart's Dirt Works. So these are compliments of Sart. And do you have a stash with you today?
Yes, I do.
He sure does. So if you want to be in the latest Chambre fashion.
I don't know what's going to happen later.
Yeah, who knows?
You never know.
And, sorry about that. I had to adjust the fan. It's oddly warm today. There's something going on. We were in France, and we froze. I'd never been so cold in years. I took a bath almost every night. Freezing cold. Raining. And we get back here, and today is, I don't know, probably 75. That would be about 23, 24 Celsius. Everything is green. It usually doesn't get green here until June 1st.
You're doing a lot of whining today.
Yeah, because I've got jet lag, so it's all going to come out. Yeah. And on top of that, Adamus told me earlier, he said, good, you're tired. There's no foot on the brake today, he said.
I think you need to really negotiate your arrangement.
I did. I didn't do so well, though. And on a few points, I did okay. But anyway, we have a great group.
So who's in charge?
We have a great group here today. And Linda's going to mention or introduce the out-of-town guests.
Here we go.
I can't wait. I think the peak of the full moon tonight is at about 11:20. And I think it's supposed to be relatively clear. I don't know. But that should be amazing. Wow. Maybe we just hang here, watch some movies, and then go out, drink some. There's some wine in the back, I noticed. Yeah. Okay. It's all yours.
So we have a few guests from far away. We have Lucia. She's from Italy. And
Italy.
She's the web host from Italy.
So
that's
Lucia.
Woo. She does amazing work.
You know,
and she's also here. She did SES teacher training.
Ah,
so we're really excited about as a new SES teacher.
Yeah. Would you mind handing her the mic? Could you say something in Italian to the Chambre back home? And just,
to Italian Chambre?
Yeah, to your.
Which
anybody.
One is the camera?
Hey, they're all over. You cannot escape.
They're all over.
Ciao a tutti di Chambre italiani.
Ah, very sweet.
Would you tell
sweet.
Them just a little bit about Coal Creek Canyon up here, your how you feel about it in Italian.
Mi sento veramente bene e è un posto bellissimo.
Impossible. Pretty. Something about impossible.
She said beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. Incredibly beautiful.
L'energia è spettacolare, veramente molto molto bella.
Molto,
da provare.
Molto bella, molto molto bella. Yeah, thank you, Lucia. So good to see you here. I'm used to seeing you in Italy and around Europe, yeah. But seeing you here in Coal Creek Canyon is a treat.
Yeah, yeah,
you look great.
An amazing experience. Thank you.
And again, thank you for the web host work. That makes such a difference, and it's a big job. And the people that do it put an incredible amount of work into it, and just quietly do this incredible gift to Chamber around the world. So thank you so much.
Thanks to
thank
you.
Thank you. Glad you're here.
Has Miss Janusz is on the list, but I don't think she's checked in yet. No? No. Okay. So next we have Danuska Mitchell. Danuska Mitchell from Treasure Island. Wow, Florida. Where are you?
Hi. From Treasure Island. Wow.
Wow. Welcome. Glad you could join us. Here we go.
David has a microphone. Where is Treasure Island? What's that near? Oh, Disney World.
Treasure Island is in Florida, close to St. Petersburg, Tampa. But I was born actually in Czech Republic.
Oh, okay.
That's the name.
Yeah.
Danusze, but it's easier to remember when you say Danuska.
Great.
Actually, my songs are signed Danuska.
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 I'm not going to mess that up. Thank you. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here once. Before I go to Europe for 4 months now, I thought I have to be here once live.
Yeah.
So I'm here.
And you picked a great day for it.
Thank you.
And yeah. I love you all.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Glad you could be with us. And from Minnetonka, Minnesota, we have Paula Burnt. Where's Paula?
Right there.
From the launch pad, of course.
And Paula's going to be on the launch pad a little bit later.
Correct.
So we'll have...
Hello. And this is my mother, Judy Mott.
Hi,
so
Judy.
She's the driver. We drove in from Minneapolis. So
you drove all the way from Minneapolis?
Oh, we would drive around the world.
Oh, that's a long
that's
drive.
Wonderful. Not if you like each other.
That's true. But that's like 20 hours or something drive?
It's 900 miles.
900 miles.
So
that's not so bad.
I don't know. We stop a lot. So.
900 miles, that's what, 1,400 kilometers, something like that? Yeah.
Lots it's significant.
15, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, you drive fast.
Yeah.
This is our third time out here. So
wonderful.
Yeah, we like to come out here as much as we can.
It's beautiful out here.
Thank you for being here with us.
You're very welcome. Great.
Thank you. We'll talk to you in just a bit.
Okay.
No, your mom's not on the list. Could you, and your mom
she did.
Is?
She introduced
the name?
Uh-oh.
She gets to introduce herself.
Well, I just want to say hi. I'm Judy, and I'm here with Paula, and it's nice to be here.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And from a place that you like, the Reno area, Anisha Stevens from Sparks, Nevada. Yay!
Yay!
And she's here to take SES with Paul Cook.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
When do you start SES with Paul?
Tomorrow.
Wow.
So Tuesday.
That'll be good.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
Yeah, isn't it great? It's kind of like Lake Tahoe without the lake.
Right.
And
pretty much.
And a lot of the other things, but it's kind of like it. I mean.
No, it's beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
Originally, I'm from South Africa.
Oh, interesting.
So I've been living in the Reno Sparks area now almost 20 years.
Wow.
So
wonderful.
You like it there?
Yeah, I do. There's a certain draw to the mountains and something about it. Even though I'm an ocean person, it's a different calling altogether. Thank you.
I love the area. Thank you. Glad you're here. And enjoy the class with Paul.
Thanks.
And you? Oh, good. Good.
So it's the classes with...
Oh, so you got
perfect.
It.
Perfect. Oh, two. Got it.
And you're all sitting
wonderful.
In the same row now.
Now we got it right. Sorry. But you know, the jet lag takes its toll. You know,
we have a great excuse all day long.
Yeah, at least for today.
Yeah.
We do. And then there are always lots of new people here, but I want to welcome. I had a chance to talk to Teresa Tingle. She's from the great and amazing Sovereign, Texas, and she has recently moved to the area to Thornton. Oh, so great. Welcome her. She's new, and we're glad that you could be here. Oh.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, Teresa. Anybody else new that wants to introduce themselves? Come on. Oh, I saw a little person go like this, and the person jumped up, and I heard no. Come on. Can she? Oh, let her. She's so cute. We want to know her name.
David will bring you the microphone.
David, you went to
David, no, back this way.
What's your name?
And what's your name, dear?
My name is Aaliyah.
That's a good name.
Wow. Cool. And where do you live?
Boulder.
Wonderful. Nice to see you.
Are you having fun here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Did you see all the food back there?
Uh-huh.
You can have as much as you want.
Yeah, it's a potluck.
Yeah, just don't touch the wine. But you can have all the food. It's really good.
And who did you bring with you?
My mama and my mama's friends.
Lovely. But they're a little shyer than you are.
I'm Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Nice to meet you, Joni.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Glad you could join us. Okay. Thank
all
you.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And thank you for all those who are tuning in online right now. All around the world, for some it's 11 at night. Yeah, 10 or 11
Jeff,
at night.
For somebody it is.
And others, it's 3 in the morning, so we appreciate it. This is our monthly gathering, our monthly dose. And we have some slides to go through, so let's do it.
You're doing great.
Okay, great. Okay. Oh, whoa, oh. Yeah, I forgot to mention Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Looks like Marty.
You know, I wanted to airbrush their shirts with the Sart shirt, but just didn't have time.
I don't get it. I'm confused.
The Cinco de Mayo?
No, the Sart shirt.
The Sart shirt is just, it looks like it's like Russian or something, but, and then if somebody says, what does that mean? And then you do that. It's really, yeah.
Vulgar.
Yeah, vulgar. Really vulgar.
Vulgar's a good word.
Kind of chambra.
You know, we all have these aspects and these sort of things that we're always trying to release. And I've got this one that's just, I'm getting this like spasm because I've sent kids to the office for less.
Yeah.
And there's a whole room full of it. It's like, oh!
Anyway, moving on. If any of you remember last month, the Guru Dilemma. Actually, it's hard to come up with the titles for these shouds because Adamus goes through a lot of different topics. So, you know, it's not like it's just about that. It's about a lot of different things. So we kind of have to pick something to focus on, but it was a fun shout. A lot of great information. I went back through it early
good
this
that you
morning.
Like it.
I did. It was good. And Gene is now putting together these video recaps, so we're going to dim the lights and we're going to take a look at the recap. Actually, Vicky did it this time.
That's
Vicky
right.
Did it.
Thank you, Vicky.
Yeah, thank you, Vicky. So, play it away.
Say maybe a 6.5.
6.5, good.
8.5.
8.5, good.
It's got to be a 12.
12. He is so full of.
Maybe 5?
Maybe 5. Take your time.
It depends on the day.
Yes, depends on how are you today?
Well, probably closer to a 10 than a 2.
You're a 9? Uh-huh. You're a 9. 1 for uh-huh. David?
Yes. 22.
22.
Six.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it did matter, I would say it would be best to be closer to zero, because that's the way you're heading. You're not going to know who you are, thank God. Beginning point, you get down here in the 3 to 4, it feels pretty bad. You get down here into about the 5, 6, you start coming up here into the 8, 9, you feel pretty good about yourself. You're getting there. You're getting to know who you are, and then almost reverses itself. Have you noticed that? Yeah. Suddenly it crumbles, falls apart, and that's a good thing, because there is no ever getting to know yourself, not in the human terms, that is, because you realize that that identity that you think you're getting to know is absolutely false. It's a game that can't be won and really shouldn't be won. It's getting to just be in experience rather than search. It's just being the I am. So, 4 things going on right now within you. You're redoing your energy anchors, you know, how you hold yourself in reality, how you make yourself be able to stand, to think, to remember, to go through the motions. You're redoing all those. You're redoing the amount, the levels of light and energy that you can bring into your reality. Even though some days it makes it really intense, and you try to shut it off, you really can't. There's a tremendous amount of this light and energy. So here's now what's happening right now. Instead of having the left brain, right brain scenario, instead of switching mental to creative, now they're starting to merge together. So you have now a combined consciousness within yourself that is creative and mental. Creative is the thing that finds answers. Mental executes. So now it's difficult because in the creative, it doesn't follow old patterns. It requires that you trust yourself. The amyo, the trusting yourself. A big part of the self that you've been trying to get to know over the years, a big part of that self was your emotional self. Your emotional self. And right now, it is dissolving. It is disintegrating. It is falling apart. Good? Good, yes. Yes, absolutely. What's happening is, particularly as the creative mental merge, there is not really room at the inn anymore for the emotional self, the little bratty child. You know, the emotion comes from the mind. It's the mind's bad imitation of real soul feelings. They're immature. They're unrealistic. They're demanding. They're selfish without being self-full. But right now, that emotional self is rebelling. It's going to battle you. Don't worry about it. You take a deep breath and say, "Die, you witch." That's it. Goodbye. When the emotional self goes away, it's been like a bad friend, but a friend that was always there. And part of you starts to long that kind of dysfunctional interaction that you constantly had with it. So there's going to be a little bit of you that yearns to get just a bit of that back. When you feel that need to feed, you take a deep breath. Need to feed? You take a deep breath. And now it's going to transmute into I am. I am. Time is essentially an illusion. It's a real illusion. Time, it tends to be mental. The concept of time changes. And you start to realize how flexible it actually is. You start to realize that it's an energetic tool. But you also start realizing how much of a prison it's been for you. When that time starts shifting or ultimately going away, it's going to make you feel kind of strange. And when you do, What are you going to do? No, what I said, what are you going to do? That's what I would do. You're going to try to go back. That's where you let yourself be grounded but expansive, where you let yourself distill it down to the basics, where you stop asking, what's wrong with me, what's wrong with me? Unfortunately, you're going to get the answer. You're going to get a long list from all the aspects, from the universe, from everywhere. Don't ask that question anymore. So you say, I am that I am. Buzz off. You want to see me go multidimensional?
Yes.
Right in front of your eyes?
Yes.
Put one of those cameras right on me. Amazing. And they said it couldn't be done. Next. Do you want to see me walk on water?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No, damn
it. Walk on water.
No.
And they said it couldn't be done. Thank you.
I told you no.
The point is that you're going to go multi-stage. In other words, you're going to start perceiving the different tiers and different levels of reality around you. It's not going to be singular. The mind has tended to separate things. It likes compartments. It likes what it thinks is everything in nice, orderly fashion. But the creative now coming in is going to shift that, so it would be multi-staged. What are the challenges? David?
Disorientation.
Disorientation, absolutely. You're moving into a state of being that you're going to perceive many of the dimensions around you, and it's going to be disorienting, physically and mentally. It can be terrifying at times, but give yourself permission to do it, just in a nice, gentle way. There's so much more out there, and the creative loves it. You have a certain archetypical energy concept of this thing called enlightenment and guru, and it's very distracting because you put this as the standard or the example, or the shining light in your path, and say, I have to be like that. I have to be, in order to be my spiritual self, I have to do as the gurus did. The real Yeshua, the most impatient human I had ever met. He was a rebel, a revolutionary, and he was intolerant. A loving being, totally compassionate, but absolutely impatient. It's not the nice portrait picture that you have of him. But this is what many aspire to be. I have to be, what would Jesus say? Jesus would say, get the fuck out of my way. Buddha was neurotic. He had this neurotic obsession for enlightenment and just starved himself to death to get it. Actually, he starved because he was phobic about a lot of foods. He just wouldn't eat them. If anybody even looked at a food that he was going to eat, he couldn't eat it. And finally, he relaxed. He gave up trying to find himself, trying to get to know himself. He relaxed. That's when he started eating, he gained some weight, and he finally had the enlightenment that he had always wanted. St. John the Baptist. Crazy man. He was a lunatic. Another good example of a multiple personality. 1 minute screaming and yelling to get the demons out of people, pushing their heads underwater. He used to drown people. It wasn't baptism. It was called murder. Guru dilemma, your dilemma. Who do you aspire to be like? Any of them?
No.
Or yes. In other words, they had human characteristics because they're here on Earth as humans. They have what you would call flaws, but they're actually not. They're just idiosyncrasies. And so do you. You've been trying to get to know yourself and perfect yourself, make yourself just this pure, holier-than-thou human. They didn't do it. Why should you? They had disturbances, issues, challenges. What eventually caused them to be ascended masters? Acceptance, let go. Everybody should get an award. I don't know if Linda brought enough, but they let go. They let go of this need to try to define themselves, to find themselves, to know themselves, to improve and perfect themselves. They came to a point of exhaustion. Anybody feel a little connected to that? A point of exhaustion of saying this search, this desperate search is exhausting. I'm just going to give up. To hell with this whole spiritual path and all of its books and all of its workshops and all of its accoutrements and everything else. To hell with that. I'm done. In that moment of acceptance, then it came together. And they had a good laugh, every one of them. And then it didn't matter. Didn't matter that they weren't perfect because they were never going to be. It mattered that they accepted. It mattered that they loved themselves, quirks and all. So let's take a deep breath with that. Whatever you think is flawed, imperfect, whatever you think are the things you have to work on, forget about it. Yes, yes. And then suddenly you're just being. You're not trying to perfect anything. You're not trying to find yourself. Now you're just being. In that, the creative energies that we talked about earlier rush in now. Good. This person's no longer just trying to figure it out. They're just doing it. The creative energies rush in. The mind can slow down. The need to try to make things right or perfect or in some sort of delusional ideals of old gurus goes out the window. And that's when you can sit here today and say, I am the master. I don't care what they say. I am the master. I am the master. It's that simple. That simple. But then the mind jumps in, and it will by the time you leave this parking lot saying, well, if you're the master, then you can walk on water also. Piece of cake. So don't get caught in all of those things that the masters would have done, because it's all a bunch of stories. The masters finally love themselves. Great. Thank you, Vicki, for the wonderful editing job.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, thank
great
you.
Recap.
Wow. There's so much talent here with Shambra. So much talent.
You know what? It was a great show. It was really gave people clarity about this, you know, just accepting really who you are and the master that you are. And, you know, it's so easy to drift off of that.
Oh, absolutely.
So it was good.
Okay. We have a lot more
to cover.
Are you
ready?
I'm ready, yeah. We're going to get the screen back here in just a minute. Mm. There we go. Okay. Let's see. Oh, I think we're going to go to recent events.
We are.
As we mentioned, this month we've been in Amsterdam for Dreamwalker Life. Mm-hmm. I've got to get a thing. Dreamwalker Life. And then on to France.
Good that you can remember.
No, I really can't. I'm faking it.
And
Dreamwalker Life was tremendous. It was a small group, only about 70. Johan was there, so we had the music. We had a great group, beautiful setting in our meeting room.
Seaside setting.
Beautiful seaside setting. Norma and Garrett were there. And can I tell the story, Norma?
Sure.
Norma lost her voice.
Wow. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, what? She lost her voice. I guess it was just a day before the workshop started. I mean, Norma is the voice. I mean, and I hear Norma's voice, even when she's not there, and she lost her voice. But actually, it was an interesting thing. She lost her voice really to reclaim her new voice. I don't know how that new voice sounds yet, but I imagine it's hell on wheels. So it was wonderful. We had a good time there. We've got a short video to show that kind of recaps the whole thing. So I guess we'll go right back into video time. Oh, yeah, this is just a quick shot of the hotel's off in the distance there, I think, yeah. And the harbor, very, very wonderful setting. It was
it's
very
a working harbor. It's very interesting.
Intense couple of days. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, though, we did an Adamus Theater. And this is improv. Adamus comes up with a subject. Linda volunteers people to play certain roles.
Per his orders, you know, we would never...
Oh, it is hilarious.
And people have a lot of fun with it because, of course, they have an excuse to do what they're doing because they're being directed by Adamus.
But it's so fun because we have gone through almost 3 days of very heavy, life-changing things. And then to do Adamus Theater, there is so much laughter and just it's in the moment. It's just perfect.
And I have to say, one of the most interesting things about Adamus is it doesn't really matter what we call the event. He seems that he feels the energy of the group, and each event, each one seems to have its own flavor. It's quite an experience.
So let's take a look at the video of Dreamwalker Life, all 3 days kind of culminating with the Adamus Theater.
Thank you.
I think you can see that people had a pretty good experience there. They really seemed to enjoy it, and we had a lot of fun.
It was great, and it was very transformational. I mean,
absolutely.
Very
absolutely
profound channels and experiences.
Well, Adamus has this funny formula. He sort of pushes people off the cliff, and then works them back on. It's like, okay, dude. He does.
And there was one channel with Kathumi that was just amazing, beautiful.
We always enjoy Kathumi.
Mm. And such a different taste and flavor than Adamus. So Adamus actually did the pushing, and then Kathumi did the loving.
Oh, now come on. Adamus does too, but he has to play the bad guy because somebody's got to play that role.
And from there, it was on to France. A couple notes before we play this video. It rained every freaking day.
It was
every day.
Most miserable weather I've ever experienced.
Unbelievable.
On
awful.
A workshop or tour. We were just chilled to the bone. It was, not only was it gray, it was windy, it was wet.
The whole time. We started in Paris, where most of the group met, even though it wasn't the official starting, but it was raining so much we thought we'd take the group around Paris. You know, different stops on the boat. Couldn't even do that. Last minute, we arranged a boat lunch cruise with a glass top, so we were covered. And that actually worked out really well. The group was so good, but it rained, and it rained, and it rained. You know when it stopped raining?
The day we left.
Absolutely. And it was smashing everybody's umbrellas because the wind would just catch and, you know, just rip the umbrellas. The group was amazing.
Pleasant thing. I would have gone nuts if it hadn't been for the fact that they were the most incredibly accommodating. There were even times where we said, you know, it's pretty wet. If you don't want to do this part of the trip, you can stay back. And in almost all cases, they all went. They said, no, we really want to experience it.
So
it's
you're
okay.
You're going to see a lot of umbrellas, a lot of gray sky. Yeah. But you know, it added a kind of an interesting element.
Oh, Pollyanna. It broke my leg. It's great.
But it was wonderful because it actually caused everybody to go in, really in. And then when we did the channels in the afternoons, we just all huddled together. You know, we were inside, but, you know, it was cozy. And there were some of the restaurants that had big fireplaces. And we had a great time. And wonderful channels. We are going to make the channels available because it is the material is so beautiful and has depth to it. The group that we went on the tour with, about 48 altogether, the incredible humans. Wolfgang von Rohr was the organizer, and he did a great job. And of course, he got a flu right at the end. But it was really a discovery of the whole thing about love, starting with the story that love was created here on Earth, and then taking it to even a whole new level. So we've got a video which.
There's too often that love gets out of perspective, how we define it, what we think it is, and when it's working and when it's not. And this truly puts it in a perspective that inspires a better life.
I'm just trying to advance to the next slide, if you would, please. So it was a tremendous tour. And in here also, there was an Adamus Theater at the end.
Oh, yeah, my God, the group was really
button.
Fun.
No?
It's a very, very expressive and fun way to watch Adamus weave a theme and a thread into a message where people really get to play and participate.
So I don't think the slides are moving.
Oh.
So we'll just do the video.
Great.
And at the end, by the way, there is we also did an Adamus Theater kind of impromptu. He had everybody drinking a lot of wine. and it was
France. You have to taste the wine. You have to feel the energy of the earth below you.
Oh, he started out with the wine, and this was a King Arthur theme, the whole story of Arthur and Morgan Le Fay, and it was funny.
I want to qualify one thing. There was a point where I had to play the rock that the sword is stuck in.
Yeah.
Lovely
it looks
role.
Kind of unusual.
See,
but
it's
yes.
very odd yeah. looking. But that is what it is. They needed me to play the rock.
Okay, let's do the video.
Yeah.
And thank you once again, Jean. She got started getting photos, what, on Thursday?
She made that
happen. Finished it
fast.
On Friday, so that was
I can't believe she did
quick.
It.
Quick.
We have upcoming events.
I want to show one thing real quick. As I mentioned, we are going to have the Mysteries of Love as a product. We have a lot of work to do on it before we release it, getting everything together. But I'm hoping by the next show, June show, that we have it ready to go.
Great.
Good. Yep. Okay. We got about 20 minutes, and we got a lot to cover. So let's go through the upcoming events.
Okay. So May 18th through the 20th is Dreamwalker Life in Romania. It's in Sinaia, just outside of Bucharest, in a beautiful setting. There are still quite a bit of space available if you're interested. And as you can see, Johan will be there.
Yes.
So it should be quite a fun Dreamwalker Life. And truly, if there's a group that knows how to have fun, it would be in Romania.
They do
so
such a good job.
They're very expressive and very free with sharing when they're invited. So I'm expecting that to be an amazing event.
Do you realize that's in 2 weeks from today?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
yeah,
do.
Less than 2 weeks, yeah.
And
wow.
I'd like to thank, already our host, Sylvia Marin.
Yep. Good.
So sign up if you're interested. There's still time and space. Literally. Okay, and next, Slovenia. May 26th and 27th in Ljubljana. I know I didn't say it right, but it is
what
it is.
How did you say it?
I'm not saying it again.
I don't know how to say it correctly. So.
Okay, and it's a two-day event. We called it Masters in the New Energy, not because we just wanted to give it a name, and that happens to be the name of the book that was released, as well as the next one.
I did ask Adamus to really go in depth with it, with some of the things that were in the book.
So that what does that mean?
Well, that it'll be based on the book Masters in the New Energy, which is now published in Slovenian. But I've asked him to go into some more experiential things from the book. So instead of just reading words, it's going
not
into
just rehashing the book.
Going into experience, right?
It's actually experiencing
right.
it more firsthand with the Adamus.
Absolutely.
Okay, and it'll be English, and there will be Slovenian translation. And we want to thank our host, Alfred Hels, and also Tasha, who's done all the work with the book and the things related to that. So, again, we're looking forward to it. If you'd like to join us, there's still plenty of space.
Good.
Okay.
Sounds like you're going to be busy.
Somebody is. So, very next, June 11th and 12th is the Adamus Living Ascension Workshop, which happens right after the event that Lee Carroll is doing.
Cryon Summer Conference.
The Cryon Summer Conference. So if you're, Jeff, what would you like to say about that? Do you have more of a sense
of Adamus
week?
Came up with a title, so I'm not really sure what he has in mind, but I would imagine that living ascension means, how do you live? How do you stay on the planet and be in enlightenment? I hope that's what he's going to cover.
Well, he always says we're already ascended, so to speak, so it would make sense that maybe this is more support for this.
Good.
Yeah, because he's good at that.
By the way, I like Sedona. I like going there. It's a great place. Adamus kind of has ambivalent feelings about it, but I enjoy going there.
Well, it is kind of a, what would you call it? There's a label for it.
Spiritual center?
Old New Energy?
Old
Old Energy?
No, I like it. It's beautiful. Got a lot of rocks, and it's beautiful there. And I'm looking forward to working with...
It's stunningly gorgeous, but there's a lot of people walking around in robes, and, and they're always dousing you or rubbing you with something. It's like, wow.
I'm looking forward to working with Lee Carroll again. Steve Rother
absolutely.
Will be there.
It's
Kyle
a great group.
Fred Sterling, Pepper Lewis. So
It's a great group, and Sedona is very entertaining. And
yes.
It is probably one of the most stunning landscapes you'll see anywhere.
Absolutely.
There's nothing quite like Sedona.
Yeah. It's a great place for photos.
And it's in the photo doesn't really show how dramatic and huge that it is.
Right.
It's really big.
You're not going crash, are you? Oh, I was going to say you should do a photo course there.
No.
Yeah.
He won't
okay.
be there. Okay.
And then.
Then.
Back
in
Colorado.
June 23rd, Dreamwalker Life. And there are still some spaces left because the room was bigger than we were originally told.
July.
Jeffrey.
Did I say June?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Don't do slides with jet lag. July.
So are those the right dates? Does everybody?
I think so. Yeah.
So it's July. Ignore the slide. It's July 24, 25 Estes Park is beautiful. It's a mountain community on a lake. So it's all the best elements, the mountains, the
Johan's
water.
Johan's going to be there.
Johan will be there, yep. So it will be quite a celebration. And we're looking forward to it. Great. And it's our first one in the U.S.
Yes, it is.
Okay. What else?
August.
Ah, that's the annual Chambre Barbecue. August 4th.
Yep.
It looks like music and barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, because it's for following the shout, and
sure.
Johan will be here because they're coming over for Dreamwalker Life. We're going to have music and barbecue and trance dance, and it'll be a good time.
A lot of potential fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So look for that. And then I'm trying to keep it moving along.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
And August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Breckenridge. It's in Breckenridge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It just says Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay. It's our first workshop with Jim Self. It's based on experiences with creative grace and trust. It'll be a transformational experiential workshop. What does that mean, Jeff?
Well, I don't know. But it means that I really like working with Jim Self. He's got the materials are very compatible. And Jim is a great presenter, a great speaker. Different dates. Never do bulletins and slides when you have jet lag.
Susie, so what's the right dates for?
Up here is correct. Okay, in the bulletin, it may be off, but thank you. So I'm looking forward to working with Jim. He's got great material. He doesn't do the regular channeling, but he says he's just connected, you know, so he doesn't go into channel, but I'll be good working with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple new ones.
Oh, and then right after that, we have September 7th through 9th. There will not be a monthly meeting.
I want to make sure the dates are right. Yes.
Yeah. And that's the annual New Energy Conference, and that is in Vienna. And what's the name? Klosterneuburg. It is
right outside of Vienna.
It's right on the edge of Vienna, and it's an incredibly beautiful place. It's truly a wonderful European little city, village. Well, it's wonderful, and everything's within walking distance. It's very historic and beautiful, and Vienna is just a gorgeous, artistic city.
We're going to have a lot of music. Hannibal Means will be there, Johan, Frida Gottlieb, and I forgot who else, but what we're going to do also is kind of merge the channelings and the music together so that it's not just music and then channeling, but try to roll it all together.
Well,
Norman Garrett will be there, Wolfing von Rohr, Marissa Calvi's going to be there.
Yeah. We heard your feedback. We heard what you really liked and the things that you didn't like as much, and we weighted it towards the things we heard in the surveys that you liked.
Lee Harris. So it'd be a lot of channeling, a lot of music, and we've already had quite a few signups for it. So
yeah.
It's something if you're interested in going, look into it sooner than later. There's not a lot of hotels in the area. We book quite a few to handle the group, but as the summer goes on, I think some of the hotels will start selling out.
Well, especially, you know, that's such a beautiful time of year because it's just outside of the, you know, the summer vacation. So it's a beautiful, beautiful time to be in that part of the world.
Good. Okay. Moving on.
Ah, September 12th through the 15th, Rust.
Rust, Austria.
Rust, Austria.
We're going to do a New Energy Mystery School, and we say it's a mystery school because we have no idea what Adamus is going to do, but it's always fun, it's always transformational. Rust is right on the Hungarian-Austrian border on this beautiful lake. I forgot what they call it, but it's like a marsh and a lake. Very, very beautiful. And we were there.
Well, it's like a bird refuge type area, so there's some really beautiful, beautiful wildlife in the area. I mean, just stunningly gorgeous.
We were there back in October, right. And we were amazed at just what a great location it is. There are storks that all over town.
You know, nested on the roofs.
Yeah, yeah.
Really amazing, these huge birds on the roofs. And it once again, it's a very historically beautiful city. It's when you look at it, it's like going back in time. It's a very, there is no Walmart, there is no H&M.
No,
I
mean, no.
It's very
Costco.
Yeah,
I wish
it's
there
a village.
Was a Costco.
It's a village.
Okay, and then moving
and
on.
And there will be lots of extra activities around it. We're working on a wine tasting, boat rides, all kinds of, so that there'll be a lot of time to hear the channels and then a lot of time to celebrate and integrate.
Good. And then jumping ahead to December will be our first regular working together with Steve and Barbara Wather from lightworker.com. The details are going to be on their website and ours in about a week, but we're going to do a 12-12-12 event. It'll be 3 days, intense. I'm looking forward to working with Steve and Barbara. We've done a lot of planning with them over the last couple months on this. They're just a delight to work with. And
we're excited about
it. So we're going to bring the energies of Crimson Circle and Lightworker together.
Well, and It'll be fun. If there's a reason to get together, you know, 12-12-12 kind of works pretty well.
It's in Scottsdale, Arizona. Weather would be good. So
so is that a 9 or an 11?
Which one?
12-12-12.
It's 12, all 12s. I can't think that fast. So we will put it on the
That's
website.
That's really scary, honey.
And we will have it on the website. We're just finishing, or Steve is just finishing, the 12-12-12 website. But think about coming on down to Scottsdale right before Christmas, right before the end of the world.
Whoa.
Not a bad way. Not a bad thing before the end of the world.
Do it in style.
And then our final announcement, and we've been working hard on this one, putting all the details together. This is our first announcement of it, although it's not quite ready for sign-up. Won't be until later in the week, but
it really requires people to have more time. So we wanted to talk about it now, so if you think you're interested, you can start planning.
So we're announcing the February 2013 Egypt trip. This would be our fourth trip to Egypt. We had a phenomenal time there back in November. I love going to Egypt, and I was really kind of sad that we weren't going to go back in 2012, but the logistics didn't work out. But we are definitely going in 2013. Some of the highlights are private time in the Great Pyramid, private time in the Pause of the Sphinx, the river cruise, 7 days on the Nile. Nobody wants to get off the boat at that point. I mean, it's
drifting down the Nile, like drifting in time.
Unbelievable. And we're
multidimensional.
We're running into people who have been on some of the other cruises, and that's the thing, they always go back to that, just drifting down the Nile. So it's amazing.
And I'll say this, because I think it's important for people to realize, we do this what I believe is the right way, that everything is organized. It's all the activities are by appointment, and everything is incredibly secure.
Five star,
and we make sure that, you know, that when you're in Egypt, you are comfortable.
And people who have been on the other trips have just said it's truly a once-in-a-lifetime transformational. You're with Chambra. There's channels every day with Adamas, Kathumi, Akira.
And whoever else.
And whoever else happens to show up. Music with Yoham. It really is very difficult to leave, to come back home afterwards. But I guess that you have to do that. But it's
Egyptians that we work with are really, really great people. Yeah. We're very lucky to be working with the people that we work with.
So we got through all the announcements.
You
good.
Did it.
All right. And now, wow. And with 7 minutes to go, I'm going to skip through a few things maybe, okay. But it's time for the Chambra launch pad.
Woo-hoo!
The launch pad is back. And yes, on the launch pad today, you met her or you saw her before, Paula Berndt from Minnesota. So Paula, come on up.
P.B. Moreland.
Oh, yeah, you go under the name of
P.B. Moreland.
Moreland.
And this is her wonderful book, and it's amazing creation. She, Jeff and I have both been looking at it, and it's incredible story. She's trying to reach out beyond Chambra to talk about what people are awakening to in an incredible fictional adventure with incredibly good spiritual information in it.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's
beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's a fiction story.
It's fantasy fiction.
Yeah.
So there are characters in there that are not real.
Right.
Wow.
I learned how to, you have to put fantasy along with fiction if it's something you don't see walking down the street in real life, although we don't always hold to that.
Right.
But there's a dragon in there, so.
Oh, cool. and from what I saw, and I had not read it yet, but I breezed through it. But there was, by the way, I liked your writing style.
Thank you.
And there's you interject or weave in a lot of spiritual, metaphysical concepts.
It's
kind of
concepts.
Dramatic. There's some romance going on. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any sex in there, but no sex.
It's a young adult through age 100. So,
go ahead.
I mean, I'm not against that, but I just, you know, it's more than that.
Why limit it?
Yeah.
You never know about book five.
Yeah. So what inspired you to, the next one. What inspired you to write it?
You know, in 1995, the book came into my consciousness, the whole book. And I started writing, but my kids were really little, so I had to put it down.
Right.
And the book was going to be called Changes. But it morphed as the years went by. And with all of what you have done, with the channelings from Tobias, Adamus, Kutumi, the group with Steve Rother, Lee Carroll, Pepper Lewis, all of the information I have been learning about and studying is all channeled into these books. This is going to be the first book in a series of six.
Right.
Amazing.
Called the Whitebird series. So the inspiration came from everything I've ever been learning, and I'm so grateful that I can look around the world and get it.
Right.
I know what's going on. I don't have to live in fear that we're all going to die.
Right.
No. So that's what inspired me to, because of my grateful feelings, I want to send this to mainstream.
Right.
And I also have a love affair with Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Philip Pullman, Narnia. So all of that, I thought that would be my teaching arena, and I can share it with the world, with the story, with the characters that I just love.
And how long did it take you to write it?
Since 1995.
No, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
There was, she said 1995.
Yeah, I started in 1995. So in 2009, something happened. I watched an enigmatic character on TV. His name is Adam Lambert. And I was, it's true, something about his performance and his, the way he talked. He's this person that just inspired me to put my story down. I thought if he can do it, if he can get out there and make this amazing entertainment, I'm an entertainer. I'm a clown and I'm a performer.
Oh, you are really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Yeah.
And you didn't come in costume?
Huh?
We should have had you come in costume.
You should have come in costume. Yeah.
I left my nose at home.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, in all that, I'm wrapping everything that's going on in now and the indigenous cultures. They have the sacred knowledge that we get to hear about all the time.
Yeah.
So my character, her name is Crystal Blue. This is the first book. It front loads everything that's going to happen to her in 1 year's time. She and a cast of characters that grow as she travels go and meet with indigenous groups around the world. And when she meets with these characters, these indigenous cultures that are real, all of the information is historical, what she learns from them through the cosmic lattice, the rest of humanity will absorb and become and awaken.
Wow.
That's kind of a setup.
Great project.
Do you find also that after you've written the book that the story is still going on in your dream state or even in your mind?
Constant.
It just, yeah.
My characters,
yeah.
When I travel, I don't travel alone.
Right.
Yeah, they're talking to me. They wake me up.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I have book two already done, and book three is half done. Yeah.
Wow.
That's book two will be released June 20th.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I'm always with my characters.
Yeah.
I'm talking, learning all the time. So the creative process, this is the dream come true right here.
Yeah.
So everybody that, you know, what you've told us and taught us is that, you know, act out your dream.
Right.
This
is
it for me.
That's
and
amazing.
If I'm just standing here shaking because this is what I've wanted to do forever.
Yeah.
It's what we hope our
Isn't that great to just
really
then do
it?
Being your passion.
And it took a lot of, I had to set a lot of things aside. I had to stop the world, do this, and I'm just so tickled to be standing here talking about
it.
How can people get this book?
Okay, thank you. I have a website, There it is.
There we go.
Cool. So you can go to my website, and there are links on my website. It's available in paperback or an ebook. So if you have a Nook, if you have the iPad, or if you have a Kindle, it's easily, all the links are on my website.
Is it in iTunes? Can you download it from there? Oh, great.
I believe so.
Great.
Because you can do the iPad.
Oh,
and
great.
A PDF
PDF
file,
format, right? Yeah.
Also, I have two book trailers that I created. I'm a self-published author, and what self-published authors do now as movie makers, they make movie trailers. Oh. Authors make book trailers. And I've put two together, and they're on YouTube, and you can find that by just going to YouTube and putting in Illuminating Crystal.
Wonderful.
And so that's...
Somebody put it on Facebook, too, because I saw it.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yay.
So in the digital age and in the social media sites, it's really advantageous for self-published authors to market themselves. Because
good information.
I'm a writer. I'm not a marketer.
Yeah.
So.
Right. But these days, it's pretty easy to self-publish.
The internet
is
really
much
helps.
Easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much easier.
And opportunities like this,
yeah.
which is priceless.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, let's all take a good, deep breath for this beautiful creation.
Woo!
Thank you so much for being here.
So
thank
glad you could join us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, I love the creations. I love all the things that Shambar all around the world are doing. We are out of time,
yeah,
so
we are.
I'm going to go really, really, really quick.
Okay,
music plays, and see if we get out of that.
Oh, what's that? The awakening zone. Yay!
I know, but I can't get through it. It has to play out.
What's going on with the awakening zone?
You know, it's a repeat, actually, but I just wanted to remind people the best way to support the awakening zone is to purchase the Tuning In Again. It's a great product. It has Lee Carroll, Jim Self, Steve Rother, and myself. But it supports the Awakening Zone. So that's available. You can download it or
well, the Awakening Zone's
copies.
Free, but this helps contribute to make it self-sustaining.
Absolutely. Okay.
It's kind of a not-for-profit.
Good. And then I got to let the music run in this one,
go ahead.
Too. Okay.
It's good.
And then I'll... like the music, but I just can't.
I want you to play this at home, up in the bedroom.
Oh, it'd just be great, yeah. Okay. Just real quickly, in Shambar News, Keehawk, I know a lot of you applied for that. All the spaces are filled for those who were selected for Keehawk. The first steps begin this month. You'll start getting emails and notifications,
we'll
things
you
have to fill out, and then we do our first official session on June 9th.
We're pretty excited about starting Keehawk, too. We really enjoyed one, and it's always
quite
nice.
Done yet,
no,
either.
No, I know,
yeah.
But almost.
Yeah.
And it's just this. It's always wonderful to allow these things to keep evolving. There's always only going to be one first one,
yes.
But I'm excited to see how this evolves.
Yep. As we mentioned last month also, but I just wanted to re-mention, Dreamwalker for Pets. And this is something that Linda and I recorded. It was very popular. I mean, it has been since last month. But if you have pets, you want to know how to transition them, how to stay connected with them, and even how to bring them back for another incarnation. It's a great product.
They're special friends.
Oh, I know. I still miss ours.
I know.
When we stop traveling, we'll get... pets again.
Puppied up.
Also, Shamia, which is based on the Egypt November 2011 trip, The Music of Yoham, is available. All these in the Crimson Circle shops, and I'm going really fast trying to get them all. Don't forget to read the Shambar Monthly Magazine. It is delivered directly to your email.
We could thank you for making it easier.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Great articles, event listings. Sometimes people say, well, how do I, you know, where did I get news about this or that, or somebody else knows about a workshop and they don't? Well, it's because they get Shambar Monthly. All you have to do is register on the homepage. We don't send out a lot of junk email. We never allow anybody to use our database, or we never sell it, but you will get the Shambar Monthly magazine. It's so good, it deserves an award. It is, it's good, yeah, yeah. But I don't know who would give awards for metaphysical magazines.
Actually, there's stuff out there, but so hopefully somebody will see it.
And finally, as we get ready to go on break, we want to have a very special thanks to...
Well, we particularly want to acknowledge our Crimson Circle Angels. That's the subscribers that really make so much of this possible. There's so much that we do for free, but their contributions, their subscriptions help us do that, and we thank them very much. Advanced Studies teachers, people with passion, with the new energy materials, and those, they do an awesome job. And if you're interested, go to Advanced Studies and look and see what our teachers offer. And if there's something you want that you don't see it offered, contact us. You'd be shocked at what they're willing to do to accommodate you. It's true.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
I know.
And once again, I want to acknowledge our international web host. We have how many now, Michelle? Do you remember? 20?
We have 13.
13.
Official web hosts.
We have about 30 total.
30 total.
30 yeah. total web hosts, and they do an incredible job of reaching out to others, awakening, and they're there for them. And we thank them, and thank you, Michelle, for managing them. And we have amazing translation teams also who contribute to translating things and really reaching out beyond.
Good. And also, finally...
Best of all.
Every month, this place is transformed into the Chambre Theater, into our safe space by a team that comes in early, works late. So very, very special thanks to the entire setup crew whose names are listed
thank
here.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
They do an amazing job every month, and they do it with style and grace. Thank you for that.
Okay, we ran just a few 5 minutes late, but that still gives a good 20 minutes.
Oh,
I noticed there's a lot of good food back there today. People are already munching on it.
Already.
So we'll see you back here in about 20 minutes for the
thank you
shoud.
All. Thank you.